prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means the first hour will be dedicated to the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish, in just a moment. Then we're going to switch it up at the top of the second hour. We're going to talk about how milk fat affects inflammation, and it's not what you think. If you're stuck in the mainstream media, you think that it's bad for you. And then at the bottom of the second hour, do the pollutants in fish cause some sort of dysfunction in the body's ability to manage toxins? It's really going to be an interesting discussion. So before we get started, I'm getting lots of emails from people being patient for us to update the RSS feed. The RSS feed is completely updated as of yesterday. And I thank you for the myriad of emails that I've received saying, I need my fix of Superhuman Radio. I didn't realize so many people depend on the show day in and day out. So we are live. We're back in the studio. Everything is corrected. You should have all the most current shows now available to you. And thank you, of course, for all of your patronage. And without further ado.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
Good. I got to turn your volume up because you're very low, very low. Let's see if that works a little bit. Anyway, so what's new at the Blueprint Army?
Well, fastmusclebook.com is now available. It's on Amazon. So if you go on Amazon.com and just punch in my name, Rob Regish, R-E-G-I-S-H, it'll bring it right up for you. 15 drug-free ways to jack up muscle growth with nutritional supplements and training strategies. And I'm proud to tell you I already have five-star reviews from people. So they're really digging it.
And we'll ask people now, if you order the book and you read it and you feel it, how much is it? Is it still at the low, low price? How much is it?
It's still at 99 cents.
Okay, so if you feel the book is worth 99 cents, please review it on Amazon. Do Rob a favor, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, please do. It's a whole lot of great information, especially for the asking price.
So, anything else going on? I'm sorry, I'm still technologically challenged here, getting back into the groove of things.
And, no, that's fine. Yeah, we do have a 20% off sale while supplies last at Tranquilogen.com. It's the best little pain reliever in both physical and mental rejuvenation product of its kind, bar none.
So there you go. All right, so the first question comes from Cody Murley. He says, have you ever had a bad case of patellar tendonitis? Yep. Or helped any clients who have? I've been combating this for a solid 6 weeks now. I know this is an injury. I know this injury was a result of high volume, heavy squatting several times per week. Specifically, have treated with chiropractic adjustments, ART, to the hip, quads, and knees, plus done aggressive foam rolling for 20 minutes every single day and icing. It's been over a month, though, with little improvement. What that treatment called that you recommend for the arms a while back involving breaking up scar tissue with a blunt tool and other tips from the world of physical culture you have, you may have picked up along the way?
Yeah, this is a tough one because my experience with knee injuries, to be totally honest, is limited. Although I myself severely bruised some tendons, so I can empathize. You know, it did illustrate just how frustrating that injury is. For example, my back, right, is still compromised a bit, although it's much better. However, I'm still able to perform 20 rep hip belt squats to build my legs up. When your knee's out, you can't do that. But that doesn't mean there are things that you can do. So let's discuss those. It sounds like you're doing everything possible with doctors, physical therapists, etc. The one thing that jumped out at me was that you're doing these things every single day. And as such, you may benefit just from taking a few days off.
Yeah.
You know, just to rest it. Aggressive foam rolling, adjustments, etc., can still be construed as damage to the tissue if it's overdone. Just work a few days of complete rest into your schedule, which I'm betting will help. Now, several rehab exercises come to mind. Among them, bodyweight squats, both bilateral and unilateral. Those have both worked wonders for me. On the one-legged squats, if you're not strong enough and have the balance yet, do those hanging onto a belt that's suspended from a chin-up bar or a Smith machine. You know, lower yourself as far as possible, then pull on the belt to help you complete the lift. You're also going to find it assists greatly in balance. So strive to increase the range of motion there from session to session, and the joint will start to get the message.
Have to agree with you, the frequency of his techniques here, especially foam rolling. Foam rolling can really break things down. You can't do it aggressively 20 minutes a day every single day, in my opinion, number one.
Right. Right.
Patella tendonitis is almost always a result of improper tracking of the kneecap, which is almost always a result of imbalances in the leg. So you're doing your squats. Make sure you're doing direct hamstring work, and make sure you're doing abductor-adductor work as well. You know, don't miss out on this opportunity to build every single muscle in the upper leg appropriately, because quite often the tracking of the kneecap is what causes the tendonitis, and not necessarily the volume of work that you're doing.
Yeah. Well, along those lines, pushing a weighted wheelbarrow up a slight incline.
Yeah.
It does wonders for the knee. Now, I wish I could tell you why, but I'm going to be honest and say I don't know. But it does work. And work
probably well. Because it works the posterior portion of the legs, the glutes, the hamstrings. And this is where people have their great imbalances. We all squat. We all leg press. We all do leg extensions. And then we do some leg curls. You realize that the three previous movements hammer the front, the quads. And then we do hamstring work. And then if you're not doing wide squats and varying your positions in leg presses, you're not hitting the inner legs. So this is why those machines that the girls use, the abductor-adductor machines, are a wise choice to throw in on leg day from time to time.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Balance them out.
Now, the breaking up of scar tissue that I described, I don't know if there's a name for it. I'm sure it is.
It is. It's called prolotherapy.
Prolotherapy.
That's what the chiropractors use. They have a variety of different blunt images that look like knife blade handles and stones, and they will really, really dig in painfully and quite often cause black and bluing to break down the scar tissue in the muscle.
Yeah. Well, here's how I do it. I grab a little bit of Vaseline intensive care lotion or DMSO and a butter knife. You know, spread the Vaseline or the DMSO over the afflicted area, and with the dull end of a knife, gently apply a small amount of pressure, right, as you stroke it up and down the afflicted area. You should feel something that feels like train tracks. And what you're feeling there is scar tissue. So your objective is to smooth it out after repeated strokes. You can do that before and after exercise. It's very telling, too, because don't forget, you have a perfectly, perfectly healthy arm, right, on the other one, and you can run the knife over that. So it's quite an interesting comparison. And then finally, I can't recommend Cesis quadrangularis enough. 1.5 to 2 grams a day taken with food is not only a fantastic analgesic, but it works to repair soft tissue injuries. You can do this. I know it's a bummer, but you know what? It's only been a month in your case, 4 to 6 weeks. Give it another 6 with these tips. I'm betting you're going to feel much, much better.
The next question comes from longtime listener and fan Panos Antonakos. He says, like you, I seem to have injured my back. This is the first time it's happened, though. I have great difficulty bending over with any type of load. Even loading plates is difficult. How can I get a diagnosis, and what's the best treatment? How do you work around it?
Yeah, well, I'm right there with you, pal. my back is still a little bit compromised, so it hasn't quite healed up 100% yet. But getting an accurate diagnosis is critical. However, there are a few things that you can ascertain early. First, is there pain below your waist? Now, if there is, it could be a disc issue. If it's not, then count yourself lucky. In my case, it's just the lower back, so I'm fortunate there. I favor chiropractors over traditional MDs because all too often, regular docs will send you away with a script for painkillers after seeing you for 10 minutes. You know, that really doesn't fix the problem. In many cases, you'll develop a new one, hooked on pain pills. Now, most chiros will be able to pinpoint the joint or the vertebrae that's out of whack, adjust you once, and get you back in alignment. Once that occurs, the muscle stops spasming because the pain goes away. There can be a lag time between the two, though, you know, from adjustment to pain-free. So know that going in. Most recommend some type of heat versus cold for back injuries. And the better ones, in my opinion, will put those heated EMG pads on the afflicted area before adjusting you. You should see improvements on a weekly basis, if not faster. If not, find a new chiro. So over the years, you know, I've hammered on the hip belt squat for this very reason, but guys still don't take me up on it. If your back goes out and you don't have one, you know, even the leg press will prove difficult, and that puts a lot more pressure on the lower back than people realize. Some of the best that you can perform, though, are as follows. Glute ham bridges, reverse hypers, weighted regular hyperextensions, one-legged bodyweight squats, Bulgarian split squats, and heavy sled dragging forwards and backwards. The two best things you can do for an injured area, in my opinion, are, especially down low for a back, are stretching the hamstrings and bridging. Bridging, in particular, will go a long way towards healing injuries. And just for reference sake, the great Bruce Lee blew his back out doing barbell good mornings in the 1970s. He trained himself back to full health with calisthenics
right.
And bridging.
Yeah, bridging is a big one, and I'm learning this myself. You know, I'm suffering from some lumbar spine compressions, and it's causing radiculopathy in my lower legs, but it's actually getting better because I'm hanging 2 to 3 times a day in my inversion table. I'm talking about hanging.
Right.
Okay, my ankles are the only thing keeping me from hitting the ground.
Oh, I forgot that one. Good tip.
And the other thing is bridging, making those muscles that support the lumbar spine stronger. Is important to keep those spinal joints from collapsing on each other.
Yeah, people don't realize.
We sit. And you know what else, Rob? We sit so much. It's no wonder that both trainees and non-trainees have lumbar spine problems today.
Yeah, 100% agree. Between work, sitting at work most of the time, and weight training, where 9 times out of 10, you are performing a movement, let's say bending over on rowing, and this opens the space between the discs,
right,
putting them in a very precarious position, right? And in some cases, we're loading hundreds of pounds on top of that. Conversely, bridging closes spaces between the discs, and as such, is infinitely safer. And if you don't think bridges build strength,
yeah, try doing one for 5 minutes.
Yeah, you know, 5 minutes, 5 seconds would be hard on the first
run,
but take up wall walking. Oh, my God. You know, ton of strength to come back up the wall and even go down the wall and hold it in the lowest position before placing your hands on the ground.
Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Paul Reynolds. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go there today. Be stronger tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym?
You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world. Iron Mag Labs.
Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade.
Visit IronMagLabs.com.
IronMagLabs.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the link. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. to the Blueprint Power Hour. So Paul Reynolds says, if you had to perform only one lift for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
Don't we get
this question periodically? This question has been asked. I know it's been asked to Brooks Kubik, too. Don't you get this periodically?
I do. But interestingly enough, my answer over the years has changed. Now, at a point in time, and certainly a lot of people would agree with this, the popular responses would be the squat, the deadlift, or the power clean. Now, to be certain, these are all excellent picks. Each one works the biggest muscle group in the body, and is, however you slice it, metabolically demanding. They will all build large amounts of muscle and light up the central nervous system. But my pick would be none of those. Instead, I would opt for the bridge. Now, a lot of people are going to scoff at this, but to dismiss it out of hand, frankly, is your loss. Proper bridging works over 200 muscles in the body, and performed even once a week prevents so many problems. Bridging realigns the vertebrae into the correct position and strengthens the deep muscles in the back responsible for proper posture. It sends fluid to the discs, heals injuries, and builds tremendous explosive force and endurance. And even aside from all that, bridging makes all your other athletic movements more powerful because the spine is like a universal joint. Bridging unlocks the power in your waist, your torso, and your limbs. There's literally no other movement that does it, at least the way the bridge does. Also, unlike any of the other lifts I cited, there's no vertical compression of the spine. Virtually every other movement takes its toll in terms of wear and tear on you, right, as time goes on. And this is really what differentiates the bridge. Proper bridging, by contrast, continues to strengthen the back the longer you perform it. Now, I'll go on record as saying that wall walking is probably the gold standard, you know, most should aspire to. The stand-to-stand bridge, you know, leaning backwards, placing your hands on the ground, and then returning to a standing position is the ultimate. But wall walking isn't within most people's grasp. So in order to do that, stand with your back towards the wall, about an arm's length away. Now, you want to bend backwards, and as soon as the wall comes into sight, place your hands on it and walk down it, just by gently placing your hands, and then at the bottom, gently place your hands on the ground into a full bridge hold. This, more than any other part of the movement, I think, it's incredibly demanding as the strength it takes to go from moving your hands on the wall to the floor without your head touching the ground. It's obscene. And if that wasn't enough, walking back up the wall truly takes superhuman strength. Every muscle in your body is taxed, and you will be huffing and puffing like a locomotive after you do just a couple of those. If you can perform two sets of eight while walking up and down, you will own a spine like a steel whip. You will build muscle all over your body, and in the process, build your musculoskeletal structure up instead of tearing it down. And therein lies the real reason I picked the bridge. As time marches on, you will continue to gain strength and flexibility by bridging. The opposite is true of your heavy squats and deadlifts, at least later in life, if you're looking at it for training for a lifetime. Now, sure, you can lift heavier and heavier in squats and deadlifts up to a point, but there's a reason why you don't see 70-year-old men, you know, squatting or deadlifting 600, 700, 800 pounds. It just doesn't happen. Final point. I've been in gyms from coast to coast, both quote-unquote regular gyms and hardcore. Nobody is practicing this movement. which should tell you everything you need to know about how good it is. So give that a shot, Paul. It'll put you in the top 1% really well.
Tom Cox says, I'm 19 years old, started Blueprint 4.0 in December at 198 pounds. In 6 weeks, I added 12 pounds of mostly muscle, almost 1.5 inches to my thighs, 1 solid inch to my upper arms, a truckload of strength, and my waist is the same size. Then I got a total testosterone test, and it came back at 400 nanograms on a scale of 300 to 1,000. My question is, how can somebody gain this fast with these kinds of testosterone levels?
Yeah, you know, I've come to know Tom through email and Skype. He is an incredibly driven guy. You have to be to pull 4.0 off. But here he was, right, making drug-like gains with anything but drug-like levels of test. So, you know, what's to explain his gains? All right, let's take a look. First, it's well established that you can gain an enormous amount of muscle, right, on super physiological levels of test, provided you eat and train correctly. Where I think things go awry is here. People have incorrectly assumed that the opposite is true. You can't gain on sub-super physiological levels. And then they further extend this reasoning to you can't gain on normal levels of test. When you consider test is but one hormone involved in muscle growth, you start to see this reasoning unravel even further. I'll give you as much test as you want, okay? Really load up on it. You can inject 10 grams a week, but in return, I'm going to take away insulin. No pancreas and no insulin for you. And guess what? Not only will you not build muscle, you're dead as a doornail. You know, how about insulin sensitivity? Your muscle cells have what can be thought of as like a window or a door. The window lets carbs, aminos, and other goodies in to work their magic on the muscle cell. It's opened wide by weight training, and it closes considerably 2 hours post-weight training. Spend 20 or more years of your life in a sugar coma, you know, eating a lot of refined sugars frequently, and that window closes completely, meaning you now have adult-onset diabetes. So keep that up, and you'll be on injectable insulin in no time. It makes sense to me that given the body's various functions, there's a backup for testosterone. For example, the body likes to fuel off of glucose. Stop feeding it carbs and glucose, and it'll make it via a process in the liver called gluconeogenesis. We know, just from a recent study I've read, that muscles can make their own steroids from DHEA. That's a good example. But I am a firm believer in ECDs' ability to act as a testosterone amplifier or mimetic, if you will. It's not a stand-in for test, but taking whatever levels you have, it maximizes them. And this was seen in the Russian studies, and spoken to as follows. I'm paraphrasing, but the anabolic effect of ECT is readily apparent in intact animals, but greatly mitigated by castration. So it just so happens Tom was using ECT. I think he was using Progenadrex during 4.0. Regardless, I'm convinced you can still build muscle in with normal or even low levels of testosterone. Might take extreme loading, but it's being done routinely, and in fact, I'm one of them. You know, what I think you'll be amazed by is someone running 4.0 on a gram a test or more a week. But the biggest anabolic hormone, in my opinion, is insulin. What I've been able to do with that on the anabolic diet has been mind-blowing to me. So take that for what it's worth.
The only thing I want to offer here is that at 19 years old, having testosterone levels near hypogonadal is a flag. It's a red flag that something is not right with your body.
Yeah, you're right.
Building muscle, building strength, very noble pursuits, but that doesn't mean anything in the way sex steroids protect the body, protect the brain. So I would say to you that either A, you have been overtraining for quite a long time now, and this is the result of it. B, you're not getting near enough fat in your diet. I don't know anything about your diet, so I'm just throwing these things out willy-nilly. But what I will say unequivocally is that at your age, having 400 nanogram test, to me, would be worrisome. And you need to get to the bottom of it and get it fixed. Regardless of how much muscle and strength you're building right now, your body is speaking to you. When testosterone levels are dropping, it means that the body is not where it wants to be. So you need to unlock why that is. And it could be you need some time off. You need to take a week off and don't go crazy with carbs, but absolutely bring fat levels of, you know, dietary fat intake up. And watch your testosterone come up again. And that is where you need to be, because the body needs testosterone for a variety of reasons that have nothing to do with building muscle and strength.
The starting material is cholesterol. Now, one final point. You made a terrific point, and 400 was too low. Something's going on. Sadly, I think he's going to meet some resistance from the doctors, because with normal values between 300 and 1,000, he is quote unquote normal.
Imagine we looked at the heartbeat that way. Oh, a normal heartbeat is anything between 0 and 120 beats per second, normal resting heart rate. Well, no, 0 means you're dead. You know, these ranges are silly. First of all, the bottom end of the range has actually come down over the past decade. It used to be that hypogonadal was considered 520, then it became 480. I think some lab assays say it's 330 now. With that being said, we're looking at a sick population, and we're asking the question, what's normal? It's like looking at a person who's crippled and trying to assess the total potential for human speed and saying it's anything from a crawl to a 5-mile-an-hour run. And that's not true. You're looking at someone who's crippled. They can't run. And so these lab assays are driven by a sick population, and don't let a doctor tell you that 400 is normal for a 19-year-old boy. If anything, you should be up in the 1,000 to 1,100 range at your age.
Amen. Can't add any more than that.
So there you go. So keep an eye on that, and keep us posted, please, because I'd love to see you go get blood work done in 6 months after adding more fat to your diet alone. Don't worry about putting on body fat. The body fat's not going to happen just from adding fat. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Rob Wood. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Check it out.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Nobel Prize winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So Rob Wood says, I want to renew my yearly subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. I'm still receiving my my Blueprint Bulletin, but I think my subscription has expired. I want to make sure that I am paying for all of the bulletins. I almost feel guilty when I receive them because the information has been so very beneficial to me, and the yearly cost is minuscule.
Yeah, you know, Rob's a stand-up guy. Had he not brought
Has he been getting it for free?
Yeah. But, you know, I'm working on automating that list, but until it's perfect, I guess this is...
So that means that there's a lot of people probably getting it for free right now, and we're shining a light on this issue. So if you're getting the Blueprint Bulletin, you continue to get it for free, even though you know your subscription has expired, earn yourself some karma and message Rob and get back on the paying plan.
Yeah, well... And you know what? Truth be told, 99% of my subscribers are like this. So, you know, his comments, too, about being so very beneficial, that's representative of the type of feedback I get every month, right? People favorably compare it to the old Muscle Media or Duchesne's Dirty Dieting newsletters of yesteryear. But be that as it may, you know, a subscription to the Bulletin, just have to go to CoachRobRegis.com, publications, Blueprint Bulletin subscription. It's under $15 a month. All right? And there is lots of insider and breaking info alerts, too. For example, did you know the FDA is taking action against a certain supplement right now? Or that the supplement in question doesn't have a single advertised event report associated with it? I'm sorry, that's picomelin.
Right.
And, of course, there are rumors about what's next. And if they take that away, a lot of people are going to be hurting. My subscribers got all that info recently, and then some, directing them where to stock up, who had clearance sales on it, etc. And remember, the FDA / Big Pharma is moving fast. The situation is very fluid, and while you know this ingredient may not be on your must-have list, what's next very well may be. Note, there are no warning letters. There were no warning letters sent to retailers of picomelin. It was just a broad FDA release that it no longer considered it legitimate in their eyes. So word to the wise, that kind of stuff is going on more and more, and you don't want to get caught flat-footed. A subscription to the bulletin ensures that you won't. It's really scary what they're doing, what they did with picomelin, right? Because they know legislating it out of existence takes time and is difficult. But these broad-based notices that FDA doesn't consider the ingredient legitimate succeeded in getting virtually every company out there to pull their product or reformulate without picomelin.
Let's go to the next question and get it done so that we can move on to the blueprint tip of the day. Steve Calipas says, how effective is rhodiola as a calming agent? I keep seeing split feedback on the boards. Any idea why this is so?
You know, rhodiola, it's certainly an adaptogen that works and works well in many people. The problem is it cuts hard one of both ways. It either gives them energy or calms them down. You know, you therefore need to be careful how you market it, as I found out the hard way with Tranquilogen. It's a powerful product laced with real-deal Russian rhodiola, which is too much for some people. It resulted in too much mental and physical energy versus calming them down. Our tagline used to be relax, restore, rejuvenate. You know, now it's pain relief, restore, and rejuvenate, which the product does nicely. Again, though, if you're sensitive to rhodiola, know that it is some strong stuff in it. It's best to start out with only one cap. My girlfriend, Jennifer, she can take one. She takes two, and she gets too racy. If you're interested in pure relaxation, ashwagandha is a really solid pick. Provided you find a product that's standardized for withanolides, which is the active ingredient. I have experienced some pretty impressive results with it, and the same can be said of valerian, 5-HTP, and kava-kava, standardized for kava-lactones. So that's why you see the feedback you do on rhodiola. Of all the adaptogens I can name, it's the one with the most noticeable effect. Just know going in, it's either going to give you energy or act almost as a sedative. Your brain chemistry determines which it needs more of.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we've got the Blueprint Tip of the Day. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour by Coach Rob Regish. Visit CoachRobRegish.com. Stay tuned.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner.
Conrad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Mr. Bombastic!
If you're still drinking skim milk because you believe milk fat is dangerous for you, you may want to listen to the next interview at the top of the hour. Okay, the blueprint tip of the day, much awaited. What is it, bro?
Tip of the day is Big Pharma, disguised as supplement company. Now, this was covered on a Blueprint Power Hour over 2 years ago, but it really bears repeating. So what follows is an education in how Big Pharma has schemed to steal your money, even if you take no prescription drugs. I get to know a lot of people in the Blueprint Army, but also a lot of folks that aren't on board yet. I also get to observe complete strangers spending their money on sports nutrition everywhere from GNC to the local supermarket. Yet, I notice a lot of their money is unwittingly going to Big Pharma, who have bought these brands. And then they, instead of putting their name on it, they're retaining the old supplement company names. That's pretty low, in my opinion. Here's just a partial list of supplement brands now owned by Big Pharma. Schiff, vitamins and herbs, now owned by British pharmaceutical giant Reckitt Benckiser Group. The former supplement company New Chapter, bought out by Procter & Gamble. Emergency and all of their associated products, owned lock, stock, and barrel now by Pfizer. The biggest unknown to most people, EAS, Experimental and Applied Sciences. I see tons of guys buying their way from Costco. There are RTDs and protein bars from grocery stores. All of that money goes straight to Abbott Labs, folks. The original Metrix was revolutionary. It was a revolutionary product created by Dr. Scott Connolly. He sold it to Rexall Sundown for $108 million in the year 2000. And Metrix is currently owned by a pharma company called NBTY.
And actually, that acronym stands for Nature's Bounty.
Oh, that's very good. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Even something seemingly innocuous as your multivitamin is a wolf in sheep's clothing. The pharma giant Weiss, for example, makes Centrum and other associated supplements. Bayer, they also make Bayer aspirin and a one-a-day line. Unilever, Novartis, GlaxoSmithKline, and other big pharmaceutical firms also make or sell supplements. So it begs the question, how do we get here? The gutless cowards in Congress, a majority of whom are on Big Pharma's payroll, or will be on it once they leave Congress, have delegated their lawmaking powers by the U.S. Constitution to a bunch of Big Pharma-friendly, unelective bureaucrats at the FDA, who in turn are using that power to undermine free commerce and help Big Pharma eliminate competition from the market. This is government in tyranny. And in my opinion, it's inviting a revolution by the people. Now, it's noteworthy that fascist governments of the past have eliminated health freedom and health options as a necessary condition to enslave and brainwash a population. Congress has delegated its responsibility to the people to such an extent that over half the laws in this country are now concocted by unelected bureaucrats with vested interests. So, what you can do. First, boycott these and other companies owned by Big Pharma. There's a reason why you don't see their name on the label. They're trying to fool you. It's a nice way to start a business relationship, huh? Second, understand that these products aren't what they used to be. The original Metrix was a groundbreaking formula. It had micellar casein in it, glutamine, et cetera, et cetera. Today's formula, absolute garbage by comparison. Same deal for EAS. You know, you can be absolutely assured that the lowest quality ingredients go into your shakes, protein bars, and RTDs. Because Big Pharma is driven by what? The bottom line, their profit margin. Instead, you want to look for smaller companies that aren't owned by Big Pharma. Call and ask, or otherwise research them on the web. You're going to be surprised by what you find. When I formulate supplements for a company, for example, the first question out of my mouth is, who are they owned by? And you can bet I don't do business with Big Pharma ever. So be mindful of where your hard-earned money is going, because the last thing we need is to feed these fat pigs, giving them even more power than they already have. And I'll throw a plug in here for certainly Thrive, because that epitomizes what a small, quality-oriented company is all about. And it's a crime that instead of ordering a container or two of Thrive a month, they're going through five-pound bags of EAS whey they're buying at Costco. It's just, it's criminal.
Well, in fact, when you look at Metrex's original formula, as you point out, they had micellar casein and whey hydrosylate and whey isolate. And today it's predominantly collagen-derived protein. I mean, stuff from of tendons and ligaments that they use to make gelatin, which is a substandard form of protein. It doesn't have a complete amino acid profile. I mean, collagen has a place in the diet, don't get me wrong, but it's not a high-quality protein. It's a low-quality protein. And that's, if you look at the first protein ingredient in most Metrex bars today, it's hydrolyzed collagen protein.
Yeah, and that's to say nothing of the fact that most of these low-quality proteins, even the big-name brands, the protein's coming from China. And they spike their protein
with melamine.
Pardon?
With melamine, so that it looks like it has more protein in it than it really does.
Right. And, you know, just think about playing that game. This is important, folks. Here's why. Every year or two, I forget the exact time frame, but every molecule of your body, from the hair on your head down to your toenails, is rebuilt from the protein that you eat. You know, do you want to build a house of straw and hay, or do you want to use bricks? You know, if you're like me, you want to use thick, indestructible bricks because they are your foremost and first line of defense against disease. You know, a cancer, for example, is a result of cell growth gone wild, obviously. Some pathologies within the cell.
Yeah.
Well, I lay good money that the muscle tissue that's built with Thrive is a lot sturdier and resistant to disease than it is junk whey. And that's one other point in Thrive's favor that I'll bring up. You needn't use nearly as much Thrive, in my opinion, to get the same protein synthesis and nitrogen retention that you would from a much, much greater amount of the cheap whey. And listen, you'll know it's cheap just by the fact that your gastrointestinal system, you'll get bloating, you'll get cramping, you'll get gas, the whole nine yards. That's a low-quality whey, and you don't want to build your body with it. You want high quality, and it doesn't get higher than Thrive.
And you can save 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR, some shameless pimping. All right, Rob.
Is the new, quick question, is
yes.
The new flavor out yet?
No, not yet. We're still doing the vanilla right now.
Okay, that's cool.
We're going to have people pick the next flavor. I'm assuming it's going to be chocolate, but we're going to let people pick it.
Okay.
But it's coming. Anyway, CoachRobRegish.com is the place to go if you want to be stronger tomorrow, so check it out. Rob, thanks a lot for today's show, and we'll see you next week.
You got it.
All right, take care. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to change it up. We're going to talk about the role of milk fat. You know, milk fat has gotten a really, really bad rap over the years. In fact, most people drink skim milk because they've been told to, or 2% milk because they've been told to by the mainstream. We're going to explore whether or not that's a good idea. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. AnaboleMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnaboleMinds.com today and get into the action. AnaboleMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, full fat milk gets a bad rap. Is it appropriate? Could there be some benefits to the fat portion of milk? We're going to talk about that with my next guest, Dr. Angela Zivkovic, who is with the Department of Nutrition at the University of California, in Davis, California. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. So we surprised you. I think that there was a mix-up and you may have forgotten about this interview, so I appreciate you answering the phone and taking the call. Okay.
Absolutely.
So talk about this research. What questions needed to be answered that required this research to be performed?
Okay, so we know that in the postprandial state, which is the couple of hours immediately following a meal, that there can be some inflammation. And researchers have now looked at this in a number of different ways, and it looks like the size of the meal actually matters. So in other words, the amount or the fat load that you have in a particular meal will make a difference. And we also know that different people respond differently. So some people are more sensitive to the pro-inflammatory effects of having a large fat-loaded meal than others, and they'll have what's called postprandial lipemia, which means that you have a prolonged kind of high level of lipids circulating around in the blood. They're not getting packed away and put away like they should. They just kind of keep circulating around, and that leads to some inflammation. And so we also know that certain kinds of fatty acids seem to be more pro-inflammatory, and of course, saturated fatty acids are in that list. And so what we were wondering about was whether it made a difference where those saturated fatty acids were coming from. So we wanted to know whether the same fatty acid from a plant source versus an animal source, in this case, dairy, would have the same effect. And we also wanted to know whether adding these really interesting components from milk fat globule membrane would decrease the pro-inflammatory effect. So when dairy fat is processed, what they do is they actually, so you get these little milk fat globules. These are the particles that carry fat in milk. And they'll have the, you know, triglycerides in the middle, and then they'll have this, what's called a phospholipid layer on the outside, which basically protects that fat from water, because of course fat and water don't mix. And so how do you get these fats to be in floating around in milk and not separate? Well, you surround them with this phospholipid layer.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting about dairy in particular is that unlike pretty much any other source of, and this includes actually human breast milk, is the same, it's the same principle. Unlike any other source of fat where it's just this kind of very simple layer of fat, when the mammary gland, whether it's in the cow or in the human or any other mammal, produces these milk fat globules, it actually takes a whole chunk of the membrane from mammary cells that are producing the milk fat.
Mm.
And so this globule of fat then becomes surrounded with all these different interesting proteins that normally are residing on the plasma membrane inside the mammary gland. And it turns out that a lot of these proteins have a lot of interesting functions that we're still trying to uncover. But it's clear that all these different components in this membrane actually are anti-inflammatory. And indeed, what we found with our study when we gave some overweight individuals, some of whom had metabolic syndrome, when we gave them the fat challenge, whether it was from the dairy or whether it was from palm oil, when we added milk fat globule membrane, it actually made the meal less inflammatory. And in fact, it reduced the insulin response. So it was sort of better in terms of glucose regulation when mm-hmm. we added this milk fat globule membrane component.
Okay, so let's talk about this for a second. Commercial milk is homogenized. They force the fat through a molecular sieve so that it kind of breaks apart and becomes more readily mixable into the milk itself. Does that process change the relationship of these milk fat globule membranes?
Absolutely. So when you first get milk from a cow, if you just are drinking milk straight from the cow, you get these beautiful milk fat globule membranes that have a variety of sizes. They range from small to pretty large. And they have different abilities to kind of solubilize in the aqueous environment or in the water environment of what is milk. I mean, milk is mostly water, right?
Right.
So what they do, because people don't like the separation, you know, they don't like the cream on top.
Yeah, they don't want to have to shake the bottle. I mean, that's actually been a commercial. Right. When I was out in California, I drink raw milk here. And when I was out in California, uh-huh. they were running an ad, and the ad was for homogenized milk, implying that who wants to bother shaking your milk every time you have to drink it? And I thought that was just humorous because I love shaking the milk.
Right.
You know, but okay, I'm sorry, I digress.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, it's not really that big of a deal.
Right.
But it's also just more convenient for processing, to be honest, because I think what they're really doing is, what they're doing is they're creating a non-fat milk.
Mm-hmm.
And then because people want different levels of fat in their milk as products, people want non-fat, 1%, 2%, whole milk. So what they do is they take the lipids out of all the milk, they create a non-fat milk base, and then they just add in different amounts of the fat back in to create the different levels of percentage of fat
right.
for the different products that we buy. But yes, it's true that when you pasteurize and homogenize milk, you end up losing these milk fat globule membranes. And in fact, that's not really even accidental. It's on purpose because the phospholipids are more susceptible to oxidation. So that means that they can go bad more quickly.
They spoil
so
faster.
Your milk is not going to have a sort of a
shelf life.
Isn't
it interesting? As we move forward in science, we learn that the things that seem to create pesky situations for producers of foods actually were the beneficial part of the food. For instance, you know, it was the omega-3 fatty acids in oils and such that went rancid first, so they had to remove those and create hydrogenated oil. You know, it's like, here we are again. It's like, oh, the good part of the fat also happens to be the thing that makes it spoil faster. Let's get rid of that to make it, give it a longer shelf life. It's just funny how this same theme seems to play out in a variety of different foods.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's absolutely the case. In fact, I mean, they're even more so, you know, where the food manufacturers are also, you know, using genetic engineering and other things to, as you say, get rid of pesky components and to make things more shelf stable. And, you know, I mean, we've made strawberries larger and more firm so that they are not as squishy because you can't transport them across the country when they're, you know, they're little tiny, like, you know, really red all the way through, but not very firm strawberries. Those aren't going to make it for a day.
Right.
Much less, you know, for a week across the country. So we've done a lot of things to change our food so that we can accommodate this, you know, food
processing, commercial food production and processing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad.
Right.
So,
I mean, there's convenience to that.
When we homogenize the fat, will we still see these benefits that we see in your research, or do you think we lose those benefits because that membrane, that phospholipid membrane, is actually destroyed in the molecular sieve process?
Well, it's gone. I mean, they've taken it out. So you really won't find any milk fat globule membrane at all in normal milk.
Hmm.
But you can get it in buttermilk.
Mm-hmm.
You
yep.
can buy it as a supplement, but you can also just get it in buttermilk because that's essentially what buttermilk is. And that's the only protein in buttermilk, which is actually an interesting fact that probably most people don't realize. So there's actually three different types of proteins in milk. There's, of course, the casein that's, you know, used for cheese making. There's the whey, and everyone knows about that if they're interested in, you know, protein supplement. But then there's also this protein that's this membrane protein that's a totally different kind of protein, and that's what you would find in buttermilk.
Right. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay, I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask you another question about the quality of fat, and does it change based on what you feed the cows? Because we're hearing a lot about pastured cows and grass-fed cows and grain-fed cows and how that affects the fat as well. We're talking about the fat in milk. And obviously, this is a little tricky because this is not commercial milk, but as you've just heard, you can buy buttermilk and achieve this. We're talking with Dr. Angela Zivkovic. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about the pollutants in fish. They actually do something very unique to you on a cellular level that could make it very difficult for your body to fight off toxins. Interesting discussion. Right now, we're talking with Dr. Angela Zivkovic about the role of dietary fat and its ability to actually perhaps suppress a postprandial or after a meal inflammatory response, which is a big issue. So what about the role of what we feed the cows? We're hearing a lot of discussion about, you know, cows are designed to eat grass, which I agree with, and the fats that develop in the cow's milk tend to be the better anti-inflammatory fats when they are allowed to eat exclusively grasses and silage as opposed to corn and grain. Does that change the discussion at all?
Well, first of all, it's absolutely correct. Much like human milk, one of, or if not the main component of milk that is the most changeable depending on your diet is fat composition. So although the composition and content of protein and the amount of lactose pretty much stay consistent no matter what the mother is eating, whether it's the mother cow or the mother human, the fat composition changes dramatically based on the mother's diet. And so it is true that cows that eat, you know, different kinds of grass, it's not just about whether it's grass or whether it's corn. They've actually shown, there were studies in Switzerland where they had these cows that were eating the kinds of grasses and silage and whatever you call it, plants that grow up higher at higher elevation, produced appreciably higher amounts of omega-3 fatty acids, conjugated linoleic acid, and all these really interesting low abundance but very important bioactive fatty acids in that cow's milk, and that actually ended up in the cheese. They've not yet sort of found results. I mean, I think they're doing it now, but we haven't seen the results yet on the effects of the differences in these compositions. But we know from other studies where they've looked at these kinds of fatty acids that these are very health beneficial, that they have good health benefits. So, yeah, it is definitely true that what the cow eats matters.
Interesting. So let's talk about your research again. So you also saw a reduction in the insulinogenic response postprandial with the inclusion of these wonderful dairy fats. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, so I mean, that's counterintuitive. That's actually counterintuitive because there's a lot of people out there who say, well, fat load influences the insulinogenic response.
Yeah, so what we're talking about is the difference between having the meal or it was like a milkshake basically challenge with or without the milk fat globule membrane added. So it's not that the total amount of fat was different between the two. It's that in one case we added this milk fat globule membrane and replaced some of the, basically it was just cream was the source of fat in one case. And it was cream plus the milk fat globule membrane in the other case. Or actually, sorry, in this case, it was
palm oil.
It was palm oil. Or it was palm oil with some of that palm oil reduced and then add back in the milk fat globule membrane. So we're talking about differences in the composition of the fat, not in the total amount of fat.
Okay. And so when you added this component to it, they produced less insulin after a meal, right?
Yeah. So the total excursion of insulin in that postprandial period was lower. So kind of across the time points, if you took the area under the curve, if you kind of picture, you know, a curve over time, what you're doing is you're calculating the area under that curve. That area under the curve was actually lower for total amount of insulin that was in the bloodstream over the course of those couple of hours after the meal if the milk fat globule membrane was added. And so, you know, again, these were overweight, some of them obese, and many of them had multiple traits of metabolic syndrome, and some of them had metabolic syndrome diagnosis. So these are people who, you know, are kind of on the verge of having improper glucose regulation, and so their insulin excursions were kind of high to begin with. Mm-hmm. And so this milk fat globule membrane was able to actually reduce that insulin excursion down to a more normal level.
This is significant because of the ever-growing population of pre-diabetes and even in diabetes, type 2 diabetes today. This is really important. But again, you know, I'm listening to you talk about this, and I'm thinking to myself, these are all wonderful things. But there are two issues that pop out for me. Number one, so many people believe that skim milk and low-fat milk is the way to go. And number two, which is hinged on that, maybe they're right because commercially produced milk is homogenized and quite possibly the type of fat that's in it is not the right kind of fat because these cows are eating corn, grain, and soy. So what are your thoughts on how this translates to a meaningful message to the average American or the average world population, because we have an international audience? So,
well, that's actually kind of a tough question, but I'll try to be concise. So it is true that when cows are fed exclusively on these, you know, let's call them alpine grasses, they have even more conjugated linoleic acid and all these beneficial low abundance fatty acids in them. But even if they're eating, you know, just regular grass, they're still going to have those fatty acids in them. So in other words, milk fat composition is still more complex and has these elements in it compared to, say, palm oil, which actually is almost exclusively palmitic acid. And that's, in fact, why it's called palmitic acid, because palm oil is so enriched in it. So there's pretty good evidence around the world. So not just in Europe, where they maybe have more of these grass, these different kinds of grass-fed cows, that, in fact, whole fat dairy is not only not bad for you, but in fact is beneficial. I mean, there's now pretty much a consensus, it seems like, in the literature. There's been several review articles that have looked at literature over the last, you know, 10 or so years. And even, so not just epidemiological or observational evidence, but also interventional studies show that high fat or just normal full fat dairy products are in fact not causing any increases in heart disease risk. They're not even increasing cholesterol levels in most cases, although butter, if anything, seems to be the one thing that does it. And by the way, butter is the one thing that really doesn't have any of this milk fat globule membrane in it at all. So milk will still have some in it, and there's still going to be some residual left in there. And so all the products that come from that will still have some in there. But butter really won't have any of that in it at all. And in fact, all of the milk fat globule membrane is going into the butter milk. So if you take cream and you just shake it for long enough, you'll get butter. And the liquid that's left over is the buttermilk, right? So butter seems to be the one thing that does seem to increase cholesterol levels. But even butter, I haven't seen any evidence epidemiologically that it's linked with increased heart disease. Now, no one actually breaks it down to just single components. At best, they'll say intake of dairy, of full-fat dairy versus low-fat right. or non-fat dairy. But the evidence really is pretty strong that full-fat dairy does not increase risk for heart disease at all. And in fact, in some cases, can actually lower LDL cholesterol and incidence of heart disease. They found that when they actually compared different sources of saturated fat, it was in fact meat that was more linked with increases in cardiovascular disease, whereas dairy fat was not.
Okay, last question.
You know, even if you...
I'm sorry, we're running low on time, and you just said something that really piqued my interest. Why doesn't the fat, the milk fat in butter, retain the membrane globule?
Well, that's kind of what you're attempting to do. You're trying to just get the fat, right? So the milk fat membrane, milk fat globule membrane is, as I mentioned, it's phospholipid, and it's got about a bunch of protein attached. So when you're creating butter, what you're trying to do is just get the fat.
So you're actually breaking that membrane. You're breaking that membrane and just getting the fat out of it. And the membrane is being lost. The membrane is only there because it's in water, basically. It's in the milk. It's in the liquid. So it floats around in there in the bubble.
Exactly. It's just like the skin, and you don't need that skin anymore. If you're just going to be hanging out with other fat, you don't really need that skin to protect you from the water.
So the process of compressing the fat in milk over and over again and rendering just the butter removes that outer skin that you want. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That shoots a hole in my bulletproof coffee in the morning.
You know, I have butter. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with butter. I think it's, you know, you have to choose a fat source.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's pretty, to me, pretty good evidence that, you know, saturated fat has to be a component of your diet, because if you completely eliminate saturated fat, and by the way, it's not like when you're having butter, you're having purely saturated fat.
Right, right.
All normal sources of normal foods, not something engineered, are going to have, you know, a mixture of fats, because each triglyceride is you know, that's the storage form of fat, has three different fatty acids on it.
Right.
And just because of the way the biology and biochemistry works in animals, you never have the same exact three fatty acids on a single triglyceride. So you might have two saturated fatty acids on there, but you'll still have a mono or poly, usually mono, but also polyunsaturated fatty acid on there. So each different natural source of fat is going to be a mixture of things. So although butter is enriched in saturated fat, it also still has other fats in it as well.
Right.
So, you know, this idea that you should eliminate all saturated fat, I don't think is really correct.
No.
There's not really very good evidence that it's a good idea to do that.
Dr. Zivkovic, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm a huge proponent of raw and pasteurized milk and have been talking about it for 11 years and consuming it for probably closer to 17 years. And I love the work that you're doing. And I hope that next time your group publishes a study, you'll come back on the show.
Thank you very much.
Take care. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to change it up and talk about seafood. Is there something in seafood, the pollutants that are in seafood today, in fish, that we need to be more aware about because it could be lowering our natural defense mechanisms. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at WiseChoiceMedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heightened anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple-patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Stupid.
Welcome back. Well, we're trying to get our next guest on the line right now. You know, these guests were booked very, very far in advance of our trip to California, so some people may have forgotten about it. I think I have Dr. Sasha Nicklish on the line right now. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So happy that you were able to make it. You know, we made so many of these appointments for interviews so far out because I had to take 3 weeks to travel to Los Angeles, California. And my last guest admitted to me when I got her on the line, she goes, oh, my gosh, I forgot all about this. And so I was prepared to have other people forget. But I'm glad you're here because this is a very, very important discussion about the pollutants in fish and how they may be inhibiting a natural defense system in humans. Because so many people are eating more fish because it's part of the quote-unquote Mediterranean diet or the healthy diet. So before we talk about your research, tell me what led up to this discussion that begged to do this study. What questions were you trying to answer?
All right. Okay. Thank you, Carl, for I really appreciate it that you invited me to your show. So, the initial questions that we had was, we are interested, or we do research on marine pollution and specifically on the bioaccumulation of these pollutants in organisms and humans, but also in our food. And there was a lot of studies or several studies already has been done on how these pollutants enter the bodies or what the levels are in different food fish, for example, but also in us humans. But we were more interested in the mechanism. So how does the pollutant persist and how do they bioaccumulate in our bodies? And also what are the organismal impacts of these pollutant bioaccumulation in humans and also in our food fish, for example. And last but not least, that's as a third question we had, like we wanted to know what are the real world levels of these pollutants in our food and specifically in a food fish, because we are Marine Science Institute here and SIO.
And, you know, this is really becoming concerning because we're talking about pollutants that have accumulated over decades. There are lots of things that aren't even chemicals that aren't even used today because we know how harmful they are, and they're still in the water, and the fish are still being exposed to them. Isn't that true?
That's correct. That's correct. So there are legacy sources. We know that there are several of these pollutants. That's why they are called persistent organic pollutants. They persist in the environment. Bacteria are unable to degrade them, and so they can pretty much like stick to soil or stay in the ground for years and decades, and eventually leak out of the soil and get into the fish because they are mostly hydrophobic. You know, so they search for the organisms in the ocean and then bioaccumulate in these organisms and eventually could find their way back on our plate because we eat a lot of these fish.
You know, this has been a concern of mine. I've been doing this show for 11 years now. This is the 11th year. And I've been saying over and over again for 11 years that we have literally destroyed the planet. We've crapped on the planet. We've crapped in the water. And now it's all coming home to roost. All of these chemicals that we have embraced as part of modernity are now hurting us. And they're going to be around for a long, long time. They're not just going to disappear because some chemical manufacturer says, oh, well, the half-life is 20 years. We're not sure. Maybe it's 60 years. And if anything, we are now being bombarded from every angle by these toxins. And here we go. Fish, right? One of my favorite things to eat, and I always feel good about eating it because I know fish is good for you. So let's talk about your study now. You looked at a specific protein, I believe, right, called PGP?
That's correct, yeah. So glycoprotein or PGP.
So
yeah.
What is the role of PGP in the human defense system?
Well, PGP is very important protein. It's very conserved. It's evolutionary conserved. That means we find PGP in all organisms and in plants, in animals. And this protein is a major cellular defense protein. So this protein, it's a membrane protein. You find it mostly in the environmental barrier tissues. That means like in the liver, in the kidney, but also in our intestines. And it can recognize a broad substrate specificity, a broad range of substrates. And it expels them or efflux these substrates, especially toxins, out of our bodies, out of our cells. So it regulates the availability, bioavailability of these toxins and expels them out of the body. So it's very important to have this protein functional and working in our tissues.
And in fact, you point out in your research that PGP actually may be the reason why some chemotherapies don't work, because it's so effective at getting the chemo poison out of the cell before it can actually do any damage, right?
That's correct. That's correct. It's funny that you ask. Actually, PGP was discovered exactly 40 years ago. So by the work from Rudolf Giuliano and Victor Ling. So they discovered PGP in hamster ovary cells, and they saw that these cells were expressing that protein, and they tried to treat these cells with a toxin or with a drug, colchicine. And these cells were able actually to expel all the colchicine out of these ovary cells. And so it's the anniversary, you can say, of this protein and the revival also in this study. So it's a very important protein that was discovered in these cancer cells. And upregulation, that means like expressing these proteins in cancer cells, can lead to 90% of the cancer or the drug chemotherapy resistance in these cancer cells. So 90% of these drugs get exported just by the PGP glycoprotein.
Now, I have to ask you this question because it just dawned on me. We always talk about the blood-brain barrier, and we act like the blood-brain barrier is intelligently selective of what it lets pass it into the brain area and what it keeps sequestered outside of it. Does the blood-brain barrier use PGP as one of its workers to create this wall, if you will?
Exactly, you're right. Exactly. Also, in the blood-brain barrier, you have PGP as a major efflux protein to protect us from any kind of toxins that would want to enter into the brain. Yeah.
So, okay, now let's talk about what happens to PGP when the fish, the contaminated fish, is consumed.
Yes, that's a good question. That's the question what we probably will have to answer also in future research. So what we show in our research, and there has been studies, or there have been studies conducted in the past that were assuming that PGP might be inhibited by these environmental chemicals. So we had in vitro assays, cell assays out there. But what we tried to address in our study was more a macro to micro scale approach. So we wanted to figure out, like I said, from what is the molecular mechanism of this inhibition of P-glycoprotein. And we show in this study for the first time that that one of these environmental chemicals actually can bind, can stick to the P-glycoprotein, and that this might be one of the major reasons and mechanisms also how this protein is blocked and cannot function anymore. And in addition to that, we also measured levels of these pollutants in yellowfin tuna from the Gulf of Mexico, and we saw that the levels that we detected in these contaminated fish, in the most contaminated fish from that site, they were high enough to inhibit, to block the P-glycoprotein in all of our assays.
I love yellowfin tuna, too. You know,
me too.
I'm confused because I don't buy farm-raised fish any longer, because we know that farm-raised fish are not necessarily healthy. They're not eating the kind of diet. They're sequestered into small pools of water. They have all sorts of problems with communicable diseases. And in fact, a study came out last month that we mentioned on the show that shows that we already see epigenetic change, hardwired genetic changes via epigenetics from salmon that came from the ocean, but that has been farmed and bred and farmed and bred and farmed. They are changing genetically just from being fed the kind of foods and kept in the kind of sequestered waters that they're kept in. So we know that farm-raised fish has some questionable attributes that we don't know if they are dangerous for health. Now, even the wild fish is not good for us.
Yes and no. I mean, I have to tell you, I love fish, and I'm still eating fish. And I think it's important to still eat fish, and especially yellowfin tuna. I love it. But it's also important, I think, we try to raise the awareness that we need a better monitoring of these fish. So we to measure the actual levels of these pollutants in these fish. And because we saw a huge geographic variation in the pollutant levels and also the levels in individual fish at the same site, so at the Gulf of, in the Gulf of Mexico where we caught this yellowfin tuna. So I think it's important to monitor, to measure and test these levels in our food fish, and to be able also to label maybe these food fish so that we have a choice, you know, that you can choose what contaminant load you want to eat or want to have on your plate.
I want to take a break, and I want to come back and pick up with that particular topic. This is a very, very interesting discussion. We're talking with Dr. Sasha Nikolic. We're talking about the contaminants in fish. It's an important discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95
95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Sasha Niklisch. Dr. Niklisch, you are with University of California at San Diego, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, I've got a son that lives in San Diego. It's a beautiful, beautiful place.
It is, yeah.
So, what about this? Do you think that there are regions of the world that we're going to see be better choices for harvesting food fish because maybe they're less, runoff, less of these toxins accumulating?
Honestly, I'm not sure because most of these pollutants, and that's what we also discuss a little bit in this paper, is they show atmospheric transport, for example. They kind of engulf the planet. And so you will find pollutants that have not been produced for decades at different places all over the world and in these fish, for example. And so I think rather than selecting or pointing out different areas, it would be important to keep monitoring these fish in all over the world in all these different areas to actually figure out what are the levels and are they declining. And we just recently also published a study here at Scripps that showed that the levels of most of these pollutants are declining slightly, so that's the positive news over the last 10-20 years. But there are still, like we said, there are legacy sources in the ground and also in the atmosphere, and we need to figure out what are these levels and how much do we have or how much do they accumulate in our fish. That's what I think.
You know, and this is another call for greater restriction of industries to introduce new chemicals. You know, I look at the Food and Drug Administration and I say, you know, we have chemicals being foisted on us we don't even know about. You know, the flame retardants that were outlawed in California, in some parts of the country, they're still available. You know, there's all these different chemicals that they require approval to be used. And then once they find their way into the environment, we find out that they're harmful for us and they're very, very hard to get rid of. And I think that there must be a better vetting process, a better process of due diligence, and even a moratorium on introducing any new chemicals to the environment until we have a better grasp on A, the total load of everything that's on the planet, number one, and number two, what potential human harm they possess.
You're absolutely right. So I think that's also what we would like to encourage with our study is right now, for example, the FDA, it uses PGP during the drug development and approval process for a drug. They have out they have a guidance for the industry to check for drug interactions with PGP.
Wow.
So usually the drugs, so PGP is the protein to test for if a drug actually stays in your body and has a high or that you can calculate your systemic exposure to this drug, or if it gets kicked out by PGP. And what we would like to stimulate, as I said, is to develop a really bad drug. So you should develop an industrial chemical that is a bad pharmaceutical. So it should be kicked out and better eliminated by our bodies and through PGP. So that's what we would like to suggest, a more rational design of industrial chemicals and more green chemicals. Yeah,
yeah, and I'm with you on this one. And, you know, it's a hard fight, but it's a fight that we have to wage because, what we have to understand is, at the end of the day, companies that are introducing new chemicals into the environment that are going to linger and harm us, it's also going to linger and harm them and their families. And if no amount of money will be worth anything if you can't eat the food any longer, can't breathe the air, can't drink the water, that's it. And I've said, you know, we're worried about things like global warming. And I think that we're going to wipe ourselves off the planet way before it gets too warm. There's a lot of things that we're doing today that signal to me that the human population is really running headlong into destroying the planet to a point where it will become unlivable. And this is a call to action when we're seeing fish high in these pollutants, and as you point out, legacy pollutants like DDT and probably PCBs and other chemicals that have been banned for decades now are still showing up in the environment. You know, we need to wake up. We need to wake up. It can't all be about what makes it easier for manufacturers to produce this. We need to start taking a look at what the long-term impact of these chemicals will be on our planet.
That's correct. That's correct. It has to be, these chemicals should be safe for the environment and safe for the people. So it's like, on both sides, we should take a look at both of these sides when we develop these industrial chemicals. And but I'm positive. I'm positive that this study hopefully will be a seed for these future research on detecting these levels in our food sources, and that we can make the right choice. I think it's important to make a right choice. What do we want to eat, and from where do we get our fish?
Do you think ocean fish versus freshwater fish are more susceptible? Do you think it doesn't matter that these chemicals make their way into all the bodies of water on the planet regardless?
I think it would not. I would assume that it doesn't matter if it's an ocean fish or a freshwater fish. I think it's important to know what are the actual levels in either of these fish that you eat, and more important it is, and that's what I hope that in the future toxicologists and pharmacologists can pick up on this study, that they investigate the organismal effects actually of these pollutants on actual organisms and also on us humans. Yeah,
and I have codfish today for lunch, by the way, and so, you know, but I'm still going to eat it, don't get me wrong, but as you point out, people should not stop eating fish, but we should start demanding that our fish be tested for these types of organic chemicals, right?
That's correct. That's correct. I think that is in for the short term, and also for the long term, the monitoring, continuous biomonitoring of the fish, but also of us humans, you know, the blood and urine levels. We're talking about the CDC has this national exposure report that we use the data from to find our 10 pollutants actually. So they're monitoring urine and blood levels of humans from the U.S. For these pollutants, and I think it's both as important. You want to know how much is in our bodies, and how much is in the food that we eat, and, yeah. and how is, you know, how much is transferred actually from this food, and is there any transfer?
Interesting. Listen, Dr. Nicholas, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Carl.
Take care. All right, so that's the end of today's show. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget CoachRobRegish.com if you want to learn more about Rob Regish's offerings. And then, of course, thank you to Dr. Nicklish. And also thank you to Dr. Angela Zikovic for coming on and talking about the importance of full-fat dairy, but more importantly, from grass-fed cows. I mean, you know, how long have we been talking about that? And now science is starting to prove that the fat is different and the fat is beneficial. So there you go. All right, we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Super Human Radio. Thank you for listening today.
Now, the number...